You know, it was kind of a lake. Very good end of the year. Last time I was here, I preached a very, 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 very long sermon because I didn't know when we were supposed to end.
这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。这个都没有。 在这儿，在那里。
We have a ministry, we call it called Soullessness Ministry.
我们在那边有一个服事叫做麻雀。麻雀窝的。
So we have a few ministries that we're doing in the fall. And I'll talk a little bit about them. But if you really want to know more information about it, we've got these lovely brochure things that you can go and take care of and actually read what we do.
好，那么如果你真的想要了解我们的话呢，我带来了一些宣传品，那么大家可以去拿。
But I was asked today to preach about how we can share the gospel with people, how we're supposed to go in front and talk to people.
那么教会弟兄呢，请跟我来分享一下，我们在那里怎样传福音，怎样在那里向尼泊尔人向他们分
享。It's actually probably one of the number one questions I get asked.
那其实呢，这是我被最多的问到的。
How are we supposed to go and talk to people about Jesus?
那么就是呢，我们怎么样向人来讲这个基督
？How do you start that conversation?
你怎么开始这个谈话？
然后。It's interesting that the answer is very, very, very simple.
很有趣啊，其实答案非常的简单。
Which is that if you love him enough, then you'd be talking about him all the time.
那么就是你如果爱他的话，你会一直跟他们讲话。
If you love Jesus enough, then you'd be talking about him all the time.
如果你爱耶稣的话，你当然要一直讲到耶稣。
It's like my brother.
就像我的兄弟。
My brother loves sports.
我弟弟呢，他非常喜欢体育运动。
He loves football, he loves basketball, he loves watching sports.
他喜欢足球，他喜欢篮球，他喜欢看电视。
Spends all his time watching games on the TV.
他用了很多的时间在电视上看各样的比赛。
So what do you think he talks about all the time?
那么你想想他平时会谈论些什么？
Talks about sports.
当然是谈论体育。
That's what he talks about all the time.
他一直都在讲谈论体育。
I have another friend in California who's a stock investor.
我有一个朋友在加州是。
He invests in stocks.
他投资股票。
That's his favorite thing. He spends all day on his computer looking at stocks.
那么他所有的时间都花在电脑上看股票。
So what do you think he talks about all the time?
那么你想想，他所有的时间都会谈论些什么
？Stocks.
当然是讲股票。
So in the same way.
同样。
The problem isn't that you don't go and talk to other people about Jesus like it's a project.
并我们呢，并不是向我们讲耶稣基督，就好像我们在完成一个项目。
If we're not comfortable with talking about Jesus with other people at any given moment, then the problem is that we're not that excited about it. We don't love him that much.
如果呢，我们真的做不到每时每刻都向人谈论耶稣的话，就说明其实我们爱他还没有爱他，爱他呢还没有到达地步。
So we take a look. We look at this verse already. They read it. So Matthew 22, verse 36 to verse 40.
我们一起来看呢，还是一二十二章。
We read it. It says that the great commandment is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
从36节到40节，马太福音二十二章36到40节。
And verse 37 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind."
36到40节，他说，耶稣第三七节，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。第三节。
What people read is that Jesus is actually quoting a portion of scripture in the Old Testament.
其实呢，耶稣在这里面是引用旧约的一段。
He's quoting from Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, it actually builds on this idea of what it means to love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and all your mind.
那么在生命记里面那段是讲到我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神，到底是什么意思？
Jesus is quoting from this passage because he knows that the Jews that are hearing him are going to understand what he's quoting from.
那么耶稣基督在这里面引用旧约的圣经，因为他知道我们的人。
So turn to Deuteronomy 6. I want to read the original version that Jesus quoted. Deuteronomy chapter 6. We start from verse 4. Then we'll go to verse 9. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then here, from verse 5.You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 6, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign in your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的神。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谨论，也要记在手上为记号，在头上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，印在你的灯笼上。
Everyone see that?
大家看到了吗
？Jesus is quoting from verse 5 here.
耶稣基督引用的就是这里的第五节。
He's quoting that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. He says in Matthew 22 that this is what all the law and all the prophets, the entire scripture depends on this thing. Because in Deuteronomy 6, the fruit of if we love Jesus,
那么我们知道了按照这句经，如果我们爱耶稣，要爱耶稣的话，那么我们所结出的果子就是。
The fruit of loving Jesus is that it will impact how you teach your children.
你是否爱耶稣会影响如何来教训你的儿女
？It'll impact what you're doing when you're sitting in your house.
会影响你在家里面会怎么样
？It'll impact, like it says in verse 7, what you're doing when you're walking down the street.
也会接着像第七节讲的。第七节所讲的，你在地上行走的时候，
It'll impact how you sleep.
会影响到你如何的睡。
It will impact how you rise up and wake up in the morning.
也会影响到你早上起来醒过来会如何。
It'll impact how you do things. It'll be a sign on your hand.
也会影响你所做的事就在手上为证。
It'll impact how you see.
会影响到你看到。
It'll impact your house.
会影响到你的家。
You see, Jesus, when he was trying to tell disciples, if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, it's supposed to impact your daily life.
也是在这里面讲到，如果你尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神的话，它就会影响到你整个的生活。
Supposed to impact how you talk.
应该会影响到你的谈论。
In the same way that if you're excited about sports, that's all you want to talk about. If you're excited about stocks, that's all you want to talk about.
同样是这样的，如果你喜欢体育，就会怎样的影响你；如果你去关注股市的话，就会怎样影响你。
If you're excited about Jesus，
如果你对你爱耶稣的话
，the fruit evidence of that is that that's all you want to talk about。
那么如何来证明呢？那么那个果实就是你怎样的来谈论它。
And if it's not，
如果你不爱
，if there's no fruit，
如果没有果实的话。
The problem isn't the fruit, the problem is the tree.
那问题不是果实，而是树
right?
树是谁
Jesus said that you will know a tree by its fruit.
耶稣说，你从果子就可以知道树
So if the fruit is sick,
如果果实有问题了
you're afraid to share the gospel.
你就不敢来分享
You're afraid to talk about Jesus.
你就不敢讲耶稣
In your daily life.
在你日常的生活里
，Jesus doesn't turn up very much in your conversation.
那么在你平常谈论里面，你就不会常常的谈到耶稣。
Then the problem is with the tree.
问题在树身上。
And the tree, according to Jesus, is that you do not love Him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind.
讲到数就是说，如果你不能尽心尽力、尽心尽力爱住你的神的话
，Because if you did，
如果你是这样，如果你是这样
，Then we would see an impact on our families，
那就会看到它对我们家庭的影响
，See an impact on your speech，
对我们家谈论的影响。
The question of how do you go and talk to people about Jesus wouldn't even be a question。
那么，你如何去谈论耶稣就不再是一个问题。
Because you're like, what do you mean? All I talk about is Jesus all the time.
因为呢，你自然的就在任何的时间都会讲到耶稣。
So in the fall, we have 24/7 prayer.
所以呢，在尼泊尔呢，我们有啊，一天24小时的祷告。
Day and night, night and day.
日日夜夜。
24 hours a day.
一天24小时。
7 days a week.
一礼拜7天。
Have one sanctuary
in
our
building. 在我们楼里面
有一个房间。We're not stopped. There's somebody praying and worshiping.
在那里面有不间断的地方。
Right now.
此刻。
We also call our house in the fall.
如果我给我在尼泊尔的家里面打电话的话。
It's 12:30.
他们那边的时间是12:00。
At nighttime.
是夜里12:00。
There's this guy named this African refugee named John. He's in the prayer room right now.
那么有一个从非洲来的难民叫做 John， 现在在那里。
In 3 hours, he'll leave the prayer room. Another young man from Thailand, India, will go in there. He'll start praying.
3个小时，他离开之后呢，另外一个从印度来的弟兄会接续他在那里。
Nonstop，
不停的祷告。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because we want to give Jesus. When we say we want to give Jesus all of our heart, we actually decided we would do it. We would give him all of our heart and all of our time.
因为呢，既然我们要全心的爱神，我们就决定我们要把我们的所有时间，把我们的全心都给他。
He said, "It's a math a while ago."
啊，前段时间我做了一个算术。
You know how many hours are in a week?
你知不知道一个礼拜有多少个小时
？168 hours.
168，160小时。
You know what a tithe of that time is? Yeah, what a tithe of 168 hours.
啊。OK， 那么160个小时的10分之一又是多少
？16.8， right？
16.8小时。
Now， think about your week。
讲讲我们一个礼拜。
How many of us？
我们多少人
？Give 10% of your time a week to Jesus。
将你一周的十分之一给了耶稣。
16.8 hours a week.
也就是呢，十六点八个小时。
I'm talking giving God a tithe of everything.
注意啊，圣经里面说呢，我们所有的要十分之一。
How many of us can say that I give 16.8 hours a week to Jesus?
有多少基督徒可以说我一个礼拜将16.8个小时给耶稣
？According to the Bible, that's the bare minimum.
按照圣经的话，这是最低要求。
That's the bare minimum. That's just a tithe.
这是最低要求十分之一。
In the fall, we decided we want to give everything.
在尼泊尔的时候，我们决定我们要把我们所有的都给。
So our leaders and our people, we commit to praying day and night and night and day and night and night and night and day.
所以是无论是带领呢，还是其他的弟兄，我们决定要日夜不停的祷告，祷告，祷告。
We have, you can put up the PowerPoint. I'll show you guys. This is one of our worship teams.
这是我们在祷告会的时候的敬拜团队。
I love this guy in this picture.
我非常喜欢。
不用了，他一会儿就讲了。
The guy on the left, the one who raised his hand,
就是举手那个。
He's the guy that we work with. He's our pastor.
那是我们一起同工的一个牧师。
But the guy right next to him, the little young boy.
在他旁边那个啊小年轻人。
He's one of the boys in our children's song.
他是在我们啊，不是这一块。
We have 15 kids that we look after in our children's home.
那么在我们的啊儿童之家，一共有15个这样的。
Some of them are orphans. Some of them are like foster kids. They come from very abusive families.
那么有一些呢是孤儿，有一些呢是那些受家暴的家庭里面，我们从那里领养的。
This young boy is an orphan. Both his parents are dead.
那么这个小男孩呢，他是一个孤儿，父母都已经去世了。
He comes from a village from around the Everest region.
那么呢，他是从另外一个地方到我们到这个村庄来。
Around Everest.
在 在那个喜马拉雅山那边到我们这边听到的。
He is the first Christian in his entire village.
他是整个村里面的第一个基督徒。
Everybody in his village is Buddhist.
在那个村庄里的所有其他人都是佛教。
He was raised Buddhist.
他在他是被这个佛教徒成他在佛教里面成长的。
His family is Buddhist.
他家是信佛的。
And they all think he that he's crazy.
他们家人都认为他疯了。
He's 18 years old and he's living in our house and he's worshiping.
他十八岁离开家，现在在这里带领敬拜。
The guy next to him.
他旁边那个。
Probably the one on his name is Dino.
那我会讲到他，他名字叫 Dino.
He was a disabled street person.
他是在流浪街头的一个残疾。
He lived on the street.
他流浪街头。
We were on the street one day and we were worshiping.
有一天我们在街上敬拜时
，just sitting on the side of the road, we're just singing worship songs.
我们就坐在街边上来唱经赞美诗歌。
He sat down next to us.
他坐在我们隔壁。
Started singing with us.
开始跟我们一起唱。
We looked at him.
我们看着他。
He said, "Where do you live?"
问他说你在哪里住
？He said, "I live on the street."
他说我就住在街上。
He said, "Are you hungry?"
我们问他你饿吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说当然饿。
He said, "Okay, come home."
他说那你回家吧。
You can come home with us.
他就跟我们一起回家。
We'll give you food.
我们给他吃
的。He came to our house.
他来到我家。
We fed him.
我们给他吃的。
And he never left.
他就再也不离开了。
Now he lives in our house.
他现在就在家里面跟我们住在一起。
And now, this guy, he'll sit in the prayer room for 5 hours a day, sitting there worshiping.
那现在呢，就是他可以坐在我们祷告室里面5个小时来祷告和敬拜。
The little girl next to him.
他旁边那个女孩。
Both of her parents abandoned her.
那么他的父母呢，就将他抛弃。
They locked her and her sister in a room.
他父母把他和他的姐妹锁在房间。
Locked them.
把他们锁在里面。
And then disappeared.
然后父母就消失。
No idea where their parents are.
没有人知道他们去了哪里。
It took them a week to find them.
找了一个礼拜才找到。
The aunt is Christian.
但是呢，他的姑姑或者阿姨是基督徒。
She had cancer.
她得了癌。
And so before she died, she said, "I want to find a Christian home to put my niece in."
在她死之前，她说我要找到一个基督徒，他们可以来领养我的侄女。
When this girl came to us, she was so scared.
当那个女孩来找到我的时候，她心里面怕死了。
Abandoned by her parents.
被她父母所抛弃。
Abandoned by the people that she loves.
被她所爱的人所抛弃。
She was so shy.
她非常的害羞。
Now.
现在呢
？Just Because every day we're praying, just because every day she's in an atmosphere and in a family where Jesus is the main priority. Now she's leading worship at the front of our church.
因为我们每天的祷告，每天啊，每天的祷告，每天她活在一个充满了爱、充满了耶稣基督的家里面，她现在可以带领这样的地方。
Let me give you an example. I love this photo too.
我也非常喜欢这张图片。
Because our kids recently, our children's home was invaded by bed bugs.
啊，因为呢，最近呢，我们所住的家里面呢，出现了白发，出现了臭。
Thousands.
成千上百，成百上千的臭。
It took me 5 days to poison the house to get rid of the bed bugs.
我花了5天才把那些臭虫给杀死。
I mean, I waited on the second day after we were poisoned for 2 days, and they were climbing on the ceiling.
我杀臭虫的第二天，我进到屋子里面的时候，看到那些臭虫都爬在墙上，爬在床上
，everywhere.
那我喷药水的时候，这些臭虫呢就从房里面掉下来。
So we moved our kids out of the hole while we were poisoned.
那么我们在杀臭虫的时候呢，就让这些孩子暂时离开家。
Put them in our house.
放到我们家。
从他的儿童之家搬到我的家。It's only like 10 minutes away.
十分钟的距离。
And I was like, "You guys do whatever you want."
我对他们说，你在我家你们可以任意妄为。
You can watch movies.
你们可以看电影。
Eat snacks.
你们可以吃零食。
It's just like you guys are on vacation.
就好像你们在度假一样。
Do whatever you want. No school.
你们做什么都可以，不用上学了。
They didn't have school right now, so they were on break.
他们现在正好是在家吃。
Like there's some football, go play.
你们也可以打球。
Do whatever you want.
你们做什么都可以。
I went into our prayer room at 7 o'clock at night.
那么我晚上七点钟的时候到了祷告室。
Every night at 7 o'clock, we have a corporate gathering to worship.
每天晚上七点钟，我们有一个团体的祷告聚会。
I walked in, and this is what our kids were doing.
那我到祷告室的时候看到的就是这种情
况。By themselves,
他们自愿。
Our kids decided.
他们决定。
Oh, let's go worship.
我们去敬拜神。
Not go watch TV.
不是去看电视。
Not go play football.
不是去打球。
Not go play video games.
不是玩游戏。
Let's go to prayer room and pray and worship.
要我们到祷告室去祷告敬拜。
When I walked in that area at 7 o'clock, they'd already been going for 2 hours.
那我到祷告室七点钟到那里的时候，他们已经祷告了2个小时。
They stayed with us for another 2 hours.
他们跟我们一起又祷告了2个小时。
I took a photo because I couldn't believe it. I was like, why did you kids not go watch me? I would go watch
you. 啊，我照了这张相，因为我看到的是简直不敢相信，你们怎么不看电影呢？如果是我的话，我就去看电影了。
This kid, we got him in a tree.
这个孩子是我们从树上捡的。
That's all you need to know. He literally was living in a tree.
这就是你们需要知道的。他其实真的是住在树上。
His dad was such an alcoholic drunk, his mom was dead, that he just ran away from home and was living in a tree.
他的父亲呢酗酒，他妈妈死了，所以呢他最后就住在树上。
This kid was old. He looked super cute. He was not cute.
看到这照片，这孩子非常可爱，其实一点都不
可爱。Alright, he literally would like.Steal drugs and steal cigarettes and alcohol from the store down the street, then climb up to the roof of our house and smoke and drink. And I'd be standing there,
get down. 这个孩子呢，他到店里面去偷烟，他去偷酒，然后跑到树上去吃烟。我看到他在那树上吃烟。
But we stuck him in our home.
然后他就在那里。
We're all day nonstop.
一直都在那。
The focus is Jesus. The focus is worship and prayer in Jesus.
我们的焦点。是耶稣，不是我们祷告时的。
We're all we talk about is how great Jesus is.
我们所一直在谈论的就是耶稣基督和我们的大。
We didn't counsel him. We didn't like give counseling with him.
啊，我们并没有来，我们并没有试图来。
We just stuck him in a home.
我们就让他在我们家。
Where the family's number one priority was Jesus.
在我们家的第一要事啊，我们在我们家的啊最高的优先，最高的优先就是耶稣。
Not just number one.
不光光是啊，最高的优先。
Number one is Jesus.
最高的优先是耶稣。
Number two is Jesus.
第二优先还是耶稣。
Number three is Jesus.
第三优先还是耶稣。
Number four is Jesus.
第四优先还是耶稣。
See, a lot of people they think, oh, give Jesus the first place because Jesus is number one. Then I can do all my stuff.
很多人以为呢，我们把耶，我们来啊，我们注目耶稣的意思呢，就是耶稣是第一优先，那么然后就是我，就是我的事。
That means you're giving Jesus one, and then the rest is for you.
这个意思就是说，耶稣是老大，那么其他就是你。
No，
不是这样。
It's supposed to be Jesus is number one, and number two, and number three, and number four, and number five.
耶稣是第一，是第二，是第三，是第四。
So you do it next photo.
下一个。
Now he's in worship.
现在他在敬拜。
Not smoking, not drinking, not doing drugs.
他也不再抽烟，不再酗酒，不再做其他事。
Do the next photo. Our kids and our kids' own kids.Our kids' own kids, they go to a school, it's an all Christian school.
那这些儿童之家的孩子呢，他们上的是基督教的学校。
About 4 months ago,
四个月之前
the principal of the school called me.
这个学校的校长给我打电话。
He came to our house.
他到我们家。
And he said, I don't know what it is about your children.
他说不知道你孩子怎么回事。
But your children in our school.
他说但是在我们学校里，你这些孩子。
They're different.
他们不一样。
We've never seen kids that worship like your children.
我们从来没有看到像你的孩子这样敬拜神。
We've never seen kids that pray like your kids pray.
我从来也没有看到像你的孩子这样祷告。
We've never seen kids that love like your kids love.
从来没看到像你的孩子这样有爱心。
We want to send all the kids in our north area at our school to your house for you guys to decide.
那真的，我希望能够把我们在学校寄住的所有孩子都送到你这里面来。来住在你们家。
So every Friday now.
现在你听过每个礼拜。
We have four different school hostels that send their kids to our house so that they can learn just on Jesus every day.
那么现在呢，就有从四个不同学校住宿的家庭的孩子到我们家来学习如何来全身的来爱。
And the result,
结果呢
is that a lot of these schools are being changed. This group is growing every week because new kids are coming in and getting saved. But it's not because our kids are going on mission. It's not because our kids are going like, okay, you need to go convert people. No, it's because our kids are so obsessed and excited about Jesus that that's all they can talk about, and now their friends look at them and they're like, you want to be excited about that too. It's natural. Evangelism isn't something that our kids do anymore. It's natural. It's the air they breathe. It's the conversations that they talk. It's not we're going to outreach, just turn on the outreach button in my brain, so I'm going to preach the gospel now.
不是这样的。他永远活着。Always活着。他一直都活着。Every minute, every day.
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man named from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the beautiful gate, asked alms of those who entered the temple. See, Peter and John about to go up to the temple, he asked to receive alms, and Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on him, expecting to receive something from him. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold. What I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles remained strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, recognized him as the one who sat in the temple, asking for alms, and filled with wonder and amazement at what
happened. 他看见主就约翰将要进殿，就指望周记，也就约翰定睛看他，就说：“你看我，那人就有一看他的指望，就在手里，也就说：金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名，耶稣基督的名下的起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手，扶他起来，他就脚踝着土地和健壮，就跳起来站着就行走。从他们进了殿，走着笑，赞美神，还心中看见他行走，赞美神，认着他是。 那素常坐在殿的美门口，就周记了。就因他所遇着的事呢，心极其惊讶。
Look at this. Peter and John are going to the temple.
大家来看，彼得和约翰到圣殿去。
Why are they going to the temple?
他们为什么去圣殿？
Because it's their daily routine.
因为这是他们日常的安排。
You see, they're not going on mission.
他们不是去做事。
They're not going out saying, let's go find people to tell about Jesus.
他们不是说让我们去找一些人向他们传福音。
They're going to the temple to pray, to participate in the daily prayers that they normally do.
他们到圣殿里面去祷告，来参加每天的祷告聚会。
It's their daily routine.
这是他们日常生活。
Now this other guy,
还有另外一个人,
he also has a daily routine.
他也有日常生活。
His daily routine is that somebody carries him to the temple, lays him in front of the temple.
他的日常生活就是有人把他 还到圣殿门口，把它放在那里。He
begs for alms.
然后呢，他在那里啊祈祷。Now
what happens?
发生了什么？This
guy sees Peter.
这个人看见了
John walking into the temple.
看到约翰进殿。And
he does what he knows how to do.
他就做他知道应该他平时做的事。He
does his normal daily life.
他就做他平时做的事。Reaches
out his hand and asks for money.
就是伸手要钱。That's
his daily routine. Now here's the fun part. Look at Peter and John. It says that Peter directed his gaze at him and asked John, and they said to him, look at us.
彼得呢，定睛看他，对他说：“你看我。”
And then here's it. Peter says, I have no silver and gold.
彼得说：“金和银我都没有。”
But what I do have,
但是我有的。
I give to you.
我给你。
What do they have?
他们有什么？
Come on, what do they have?
他们有什么呢？
They had Jesus.
他们有耶稣。
But here's the thing.
是是是。
It wasn't like, oh, I have Jesus.
不是说哦，我有。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
No, you realize that they had Jesus.
他们有耶稣。
It was like Jesus was alive and working and empowering them.
就是耶稣是活的，并且呢，激励他们。
You know, like, they were ready to go.
当他们有准备。
It was like I can literally give you Jesus.
那就是我实实在在可以把耶稣给你。
You know what I mean?
什么？
It's not like a, oh, I'm a Christian.
并不是说我是一个基督徒。
No, it's I'm ready to go.
就是我。我可以给你。
Yes.
是。
I have Jesus. I can give him to you right now.
我有耶稣，我此刻就可以把耶稣给你。
I don't need to go to a class to figure out how I can talk to people about Jesus. I'm ready to go.
我不需要上一堂课受培训，说我怎样来传福音，我现在就可以传福音。
I don't need to go to a class to get my pastor to talk to you.
并不是说你等着我去找你去找牧师。
No, he said, yes, I'm ready to go.
他说不，此刻我就可以给，就可以向你传福音。
In the name of Jesus, get up and walk.
奉耶稣基督的名，我叫你起来行走。
你看看这怎么了？
这个人就不起来了。
You see, it was his daily routine.
大家看，这就是他们日常的生活。
Because if you read all in this passage,
如果你读整个这一段
look at the next part of this passage.
看它的下一段。
John and Peter actually rebuked that.
彼得和约翰其实责备他们。
It's hilarious, look, ready? It says, while this guy, quoted Peter, 11, says, while he quoted Peter and John, all the people utterly astounded ran together to them in the portico called Solomon.
第十一节那人正在称为所罗门的廊下拉着彼得约翰众百姓一起跑到他们那里很觉稀奇。
Verse 12, and when Peter saw him address the people, men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at this, as though by our own power fighting you?
彼得看见，就对百姓说：“以色列人呐、啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力在前行，使这人行走？”
And then he looks at them and goes, "Why are you surprised?"
其实就是彼得看着那些人说：“你们有什么好惊奇的？”
This is supposed to be normal if Jesus is alive in you.
其实如果耶稣在你里面是活的，这应该是非常自然的。
Why are you surprised?
你们有什么好惊奇的？
So like I'm special.
好像我很特别。
Jesus is just alive in me.
乃是耶稣活在我。
I'm just carrying it.
我只是带着耶稣。
And if I'm carrying it, then I can give him out.
如果我带着耶稣，我当然可以把他
带。Why are you surprised?
你们有什么好惊奇？
He goes on to preach the gospel.
然后他就开始传福音。
People get saved.
人就得救了。
People get angry.
也有人愤怒。
Doesn't matter.
无所谓。
But to them, Jesus is the air they breathe.
因为对彼得来说，耶稣就是他们所呼吸的空气。
The words they speak.
就是他们讲的话。
The life in their blood.
就是他们血液里的生命。
Their obsession.
就是他们的一切。
Their everything.
就是他们所有的。他们的一切。
Their thinking that they think about all day.
就是他们日夜的思想。
When Paul was talking to Timothy, one of the last things Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "You ready?"
在提摩太后书，保罗对提摩太所说的最后的话，就是要预备好。
Be ready in and out of season. So be ready in and out of season.
就是你时刻都要预备好。
To preach.
要传道。
To rebuke.
要责备。
To reprieve. To comfort.
要安慰。
To tell people all the time.
要一直向人传讲。
About the one that lives in your
heart.
Be ready at in and out of season.
就任何时候都要预备好。
In 2 Corinthians, he says, take every thought captive.
在哥林多后书那里也要讲说
just take every thought captive.
就是你们所有的所思想的一切
and make it obedient to Christ.
都要顺服耶稣基督。你们一切的意念。
There was a missionary.
有一个传道士
in the Philippines.
在菲律宾。
His name is Frank Rava.
他的名字叫做 Frank Rava.
He used to play games. He used to play games.
Okay, 他玩游戏。
It's called the Game of Minutes.
叫做 Game of Minutes.
So what he would do?
分钟的游戏。
What he would do?
他怎么做的？
He would set his clock.
就是他设置时间，在手表上设置时间。
So that every 5 minutes.
每到5分钟。
it would tick.
就会响一下。
And what he would do?
他然后呢
？Is he would stop?
他就停下来。
And he would write down in a little book just check marks.
然后呢，就在他的一个小笔记本上打一个记号。
How many times in the last 5 minutes did he think about Jesus?
就是在过去的5分钟中，他想到耶稣，想到了几次。
You know why?
为什么
？Because he was obsessed with trying to take every single thought captive and make it obedient.
因为呢，他要呢，让他的每一个意念都能够向耶稣基督顺行。
If every single one of your thoughts,
你说你的每一个意念
，you've taken them captive.
然后你把他们，你把他们抓住。
And you make them obedient to Jesus. You submit them to Jesus, so that all you're thinking about is Jesus all the time.
然后呢，你把这些意念交给耶稣，你一直来思想耶稣，交给他。
Yes, what you're going to be talking about.
当然，这就全部为你所谈的。
Jesus.
你当然谈到耶稣。
The problem is most of us.
那问题是我们大多数人。
We take our thoughts.
我们的想法。
And we let them run around like rabbits everywhere.
我们让这些意念呢到处乱跑，天马行空。
Right, right. That's how your brain works. It's like a little rabbit. Wrong topic.
这就是我们的意念，我们的意念呢就是到处乱跑。现在有人可能已经在想方法。
You're like I'm listening to it, but at the same time I'm thinking about.
那我在听讲到，但同时我也在想今天中午吃什么，或者感恩节，或者黑五，
可能不错，
还其他的事。
You don't think you do that, right?
你知道那个你脑袋里的那个数字应该怎么样吗
？Take that, right? Put it on the altar and barbecue that, right?
把那个脑袋里的数字抓出来，然后放在祭台上，然后准备发放。
I'm serious.
真的是这样。
Because the more it's a ratio.
因为这就是一个 ratio 比例。
Yeah, it's like a ratio. See, the more you think about Jesus, guess what? The more you're going to talk about him. The less you think about Jesus, the less you're going to talk about him.
这就是成为正比的。你想耶稣想的越多，你当然谈论越多；你想的越少，谈论。
The more you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the more you're going to talk about him. The less you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, the less you're going to talk about him.
如果越多的记忆爱住你的神，就谈论他；越多如果越少的话，你谈论就越少。
People think my wife and my family are really special because we moved to a third world country and we live there and talk to people like Jesus.
很多人觉得我和我的家很奇怪，因为我们跑到一个第三世界，在那里面谈论耶稣基督。
No, technically we're doing the same thing that you're doing. We just happen to do it in a third world country.
啊，其实呢，我们过得跟大家一样，只不过我们去了一个偏僻的地方。
That's it.And every single Christian started doing this and loving Jesus with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And all the Christians, all they were talking about 90% of the day is Jesus.
那如果我们每一个基督徒，我们每天90%的时间是谈论耶稣基督，我们尽心尽力、尽意的爱主耶稣基督的话。
And if every Christian talked about Jesus all the time,
如果每一个基督徒时刻都在谈论耶稣的话
，then a whole lot more people would be getting saved.
那就有更多的人他们要得救。是不是？
你都来这里做什么？做什么？做什么？做什么？
在看什么图片？我是陈杰先生。
We had an opportunity. Somebody gave us money once.
啊，有一次呢，有人奉献给我们一些。
Said I want you to give this money to your kids, home kids, so they can go do something fun.
啊，他们对我们说呢，奉献给你们的钱呢，使你们家里面还是可以做一些有趣的事。
So we went to our kids, home kids. We told them.
所以呢，我们到了我们儿童之家，告诉你这件事。
We got some money, you can do whatever you want.
我们拿到一些钱，你们可以随意的花这些钱。
You can't tell we're doing this a lot with our children. We want you to pray. Tell us what you want to
do. 那么我们也常常告诉我们的孩子说，跟他们说，你们要好好的祷告，要知道呢。
So we told them, you can go to the movies.
告诉他们，我也告诉他们，你们可以去看电影。
You can go to the water park.
你们可以去公园。
It's almost Christmas, you can go on a shopping spree.
你们是快到圣诞节了，你们可以去购物。
Whatever you want.
做什么东
西 ？Our kids came to us.
然后呢，我们的孩子就告诉我说。
They said, "Uncle, Clem, Uncle."
他说 ，Uncle 叔叔 ，Sorry, 他们叔叔。
This is what we want you to do.
我们希望你做这个。
We want you to take a shot.
去买东西。
We said, "Great."
你说好啊。应该很有趣。
I said, "We want you to divide the money up equally among the 15 people."
他说呢，你把这个钱平均的分成15份给15个孩子。
And we want you to take a shopping for the people in the slum.
然后呢，去买去给这个。
Yes, the
去给贫民区的孩子们。
That's what they wanted to do.
这是他们要做的。
And that's what we.
结果我们就这样。
We divided the money up.
我们把钱分分
给，
我们把钱啊分给这些孩子们。
They bought soap.
他们买了肥皂。
They bought blankets.
他们买了毯子。
They bought combs to pick out lice.
啊，他们买了梳子，可以把这个虱子从头发上梳掉。
Shampoo.
啊，洗洁精。
Then we took them to the soap.
然后带他们去洗衣服。
And I'm not in this picture.
我这个图片上没有。
Because I just let them do
it. 因为我让他们去做。
Watch my kids do it. Because I was like, if they can do it.
啊，我就看他们做，如果他们能做，那就最好。
And they went around that stuff.
然后他们呢就去了贫民窟。
Giving these presents to people.
把这些礼物送给人。
This lady.
这位女士。
Our girls and our kids found them. They picked out all the lice from her hair.
啊，我们的孩子呢就帮她把头上的虱子通通去掉。
She hadn't taken a bath or shower in like months.
她已经很久很久没有洗澡。
And so they took her to get a bath.
所以呢，他们带她去洗个澡。
They helped wash her,
帮她洗身子。
Cut her nails.
帮她剪指甲。
Gave her hugs.
拥抱。
Told them that they loved her.
告诉她他们爱。
And then when she asked them why,
当她问他们为什么这样子
，They told her about Jesus.
他们就跟她讲耶稣。
So she gave her life to Jesus.
所以呢，把她的生命奉献给耶稣。
It wasn't difficult.
难吗
？It wasn't hard.
不难。
It was just that my kid's first priority.
那就是对我的孩子来讲，就是他们第一优先。
Is to love God and love other people.
就是爱神爱人。
They didn't think about other things because their thing was this is the most exciting thing we can do.
他们并不想其他的事情，因为这件事情对他们来讲是让他们最兴奋的。
This is the most fun we can have.
这是他们对他们来讲最最好玩的事。
I can't tell you that I did anything special to cause it to happen.
我告诉大家，我没有做什么事情。
Not like I'm super parent.
因为也不是说我是超级父母。
All I do is the same thing. I just love Jesus a lot.
我做的是一样，就是好好他。
All I want to talk about all day.
这就是我一天到晚想。
It drives my mind crazy.
让我朋友非常的受不了。
But nothing else really excites me.
但是没有其他的事情真的让我能够兴奋的。
So the kid on the left, that's Cedar, he was the boy of the worship. The one on the right, his name is Pender. His dad was killed in a land argument.
那么他父亲因着土地的争执而被杀死。
His neighbor took an axe and smashed it.Mother ran away into the jungle.
那他母亲呢就跑到森林去。
They have no idea she's alive then.
没有人知道他是活是死。
This kid came to live with us.
这孩子就来跟我们一起。
His family was Christian.
他家里是基督徒。
He was a Christian before he came to our home.
所以他来我们家之前他是一个基督徒。
About 4 months ago.
大概四月
之前。
或者五个月
之前。I don't know.
It seems to be 5 months
ago. He was sleeping one
night. 有一天晚上他睡觉了。
And he was taken by the Spirit of God to hell.
结果呢，神的灵带他去了地狱。
And in hell he saw his dad.
在地狱里他看到了他父亲。
And his dad told him.
他父亲告诉他说。
The Pender.
潘者。
You need to go back to our village.
你说你要回到我的村庄。
And tell all the relatives about Jesus. And tell everybody in the village about Jesus, so that nobody ends up here.
告诉我们的每一个亲戚，告诉村庄里面每一个人，叫他没有一个人叫他女孩。
He woke up crying and sweating and shaking.
这孩子醒过来之后，一直哭，哭的身上发抖。
He looked at me.
他看到我。
He said, "Come on, come on."
他说，看叔叔。
I need to go to church.
我要去上课。
This kid,
这个孩子
is 14.
十四岁。
So we sent it.
所以我们就把他就去。
We sent him to the village.
我们就让他回到村子里。
The next door. We went up there with our Bible school students.
我们就和我们一起查经的孩子查经的小孩子们一起到我们。
Every year we run a Bible school for 15 weeks.
每年呢我们都有15周的圣经学校。
And this year we took them to this village to do.
今年呢我们就把圣经学校办到这个村里。
To do an outreach, to tell people about Jesus.
就是在告诉那里的人啊，把耶稣告诉他。
You'll notice in the school that you do not see any of our Bible school students.
在这个中间，没有看到我们圣经学校里任何的学生。
You just see our kids. Because all our Bible students were tired and they went home.
因为我们,
because you see, our kids and our Bible students, they had already walked and preached the gospel for 5 hours yesterday. And the adults were like, oh, we're too tired to go. The adults, they were tired. They went home.
他们都回家了,
and our kids didn't want to keep going.
但是我们还是说我们要继续.
They went for another 3 hours.
他们又讲了三个小时。到一家一家一家一家，然后每一家耶稣基督。
Not because they have to.
不是因为他们必须这样做。
Because it's like a mission trip for them.
并不是他们有这样一个宣教的责任。
No, because they love them so much. They love Jesus so much. That's all they want to do. So.
就是因为他们爱这些人，因为他们爱耶稣，他们要告诉耶稣，要把耶稣告诉他们。
Our students came back and said, "We can't keep up with these kids. We just want to keep going."
那后来我们那些学校的孩子跟我们来讲，我们这两个孩子实在是太厉害了，他们要一直讲一直讲。
These two girls, I love them. They're two girls that are kids home.
这两个女孩呢，就是我们儿童之家的两个孩子。
The girl on the right, her name is her name is Anita. She's 16.
右边这个呢，叫做安妮塔，16岁。
I have never met a 16-year-old that regularly fasts and prays.
我从来没有遇到一个16岁的孩子，他能够有规律的进食的话。
I mean, I'm not kidding.
不是跟你们开玩笑。
I'll be like, Anita, how are you doing today? She'll be like, I'm doing great. Like, hey, you want some cookies? You should know what fasting.
那么我常常问他说你怎么样，他说很好，他说我要给他一些点心的时候，他说不，我现在在进食。那我问他，你进食了多久？他说我进食了3天。为什么这样？他因为食物。But
this girl will come to us sometimes. She'd be like, I was sleeping yesterday night, and at 3 o'clock the Lord woke me up, and I started praying, and getting all these things to tell you.
他有一个会到我这里，到我这儿告诉我说，他睡到晚上三点的时候，先把他叫醒，然后呢，叫他祷告。
You see, because like I said in Deuteronomy,
就好像在申命记里面，
it should affect you when you lie down.
你躺下。
There's a passage. When you're lying down, the Lord's presence should be able to affect you.
即使你躺下的时候，神。
So these are I have a lot to talk about. Are you sure? So see the guy on the right, the kind of chubby guy that was running around? His name is Vino. Vino, he's very, very mentally disabled.
Vino
he's about like 20-something year old, but his brain is like 8 years old.
他看上去要20岁，但是呢，他的这个脑子只有8岁。
And because he's so awesome, because he's so kind of overweight and kind of disabled, kind of walks really, kind of falls down a lot.
因为呢，他是因为他是残障，而且因为呢，他体重超重，所以他走路不稳，常常会摔倒。
I'm gonna go. So, Dino's on the right there.
右边这个就是他。
And so one day, Dino, this is about like a couple months ago, Dino was walking on the street.
几个月之前呢，你有在马路上行走。
And he fell down.
结果他摔倒。
Just fell down.
就摔倒。
And this man in the middle of the hat.
那么中间这个戴帽子的人。
ran over and said, hey, picked him up, said, hey, can I help you?
那他就扶他，跟他说，我可不可以帮你？
Vino said, yes, thank you, thank you.
Vino 说谢谢。
And the man said, hey, can I take you somewhere? Where are you going? How can I help you get there?
他说呢，我可以帮你吗？你要去哪？我可以带你去。
Vino said, oh, I'm going to church. You can come with me.
Vino 就说我要去教会，你跟我一起去。
You can help me there.
你可以帮我的吗？
And then you can meet my pastor, and they'll pray for you.
然后呢，你可以遇见我的牧师，牧师可以给你祷告。
So Vino brought him to our house.
结果呢，就毕竟就把他带到我们这儿。And
we shook this guy's hand. Just thank you for helping me.
我们跟他握手说谢谢你帮助了别人。
And he said, well, he wanted me to bring him here. What is this place?
他说他要我把他带到这里来，这是什么地方？
Long story short, we ended up talking to this guy. This guy was like, right there, I'm for sure.
他后来说，我们就跟他讲福音，他就现在他信了主就在我们这里。
All because Vino fell down in the middle of the road.
都是因为呢 ，Vino 在半路上摔倒。
And guess what?
结果呢
？He was ready to go.
他是预备好。
Ready to go.
他是预备好。
Ready to talk about Jesus.
他预备好了来谈论耶稣。
Because Jesus is always thinking about.
因为耶稣是他所有的思念。
And he's disabled.
他是一个残疾。
No, this is a ball video.
Good, so
we go on, we go to the mountains a lot.
You
see that little fuzzy? Go back to that one. You see that little fuzzy thing at the top of this bus?
That's a goat.
That's probably
carrying
an animal, a tiger on the top of the bus. This is the worst bus ride ever.
最最可怕的一次冲坝，10 hours long bus ride，在这个车上坐10 hours，这样子，10 hours，十个小时，with this goat sitting on top，那个山羊坐在我们头上，it's like，非常美妙，anyway，we got to here，you go next photo。
然后我们就到了这儿。这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个 但他坐在哪里？
那个 smoking，
在抽烟。
And we went up to him。
我们到他跟前去。
So how are you doing？
你怎么样
？So terrible， I'm waiting to die。
你说不好不好，我在等死。
I said death is not a bad thing. Death is a great thing if you know Jesus。
我们就对他说，如果你认识耶稣的话，死亡不是一件坏事，是一件好事。
You said what？Come on, yeah, let me tell you about Jesus. Then when you die, you will see him, and it will be wonderful.
所以我让我跟你讲的是，你死了，第二次死了以后，就能够看到他，实在美妙无比。
He gave lost his life. He gave his life to Jesus.
然后
that guy gave his life.
就那个人就把福音传
了。Here's the story. So you know the next story. So the guy with the hat, the red hat, the
one. 这个戴着红帽子的这个人。
This kid, he was a student in our Bible school.
他是我们圣经学校的一个学生。
He was the Lord's kid.
他是最糟糕的。
He was so bad.
他这个孩子真糟糕。
His church sent him to us because he was in church. He was too busy trying to flirt and have sex with all the girls in the church. So they sent him to us to fix him.
这孩子在他们教会里面带来非常的麻烦。他要找每一个女孩睡觉，所以呢，那个教会就把这孩子送到我们教会。
So they sent him to us to fix him. And we're like, oh, great.
然后我们把这个孩子送到你们教会，你们好好处理。
So he arrived at our Bible school, and the first thing he did was start flirting with all the girls in our Bible school.
那么呢，他到我们圣经学校，到圣经学校做的第一件事情就是追这些女孩。
It's okay, we stuck him in the prayer room.
那么我们就把他带到啊祷告室。
Just spend some time.
你说你在这里就好好。
And every day he just spent more and more and more and more and more time.
那每天呢，他就开始每天越来越多、越来越多时间跟耶稣在一起。
Mainly because I made it.
我让他
们，就 sit there.
我就叫他去坐在那里。
Anyway, we had one class.
我们有一个班。
About 2 weeks after we did this.
这个孩子到我们这里两个礼拜之后。
We had a class about repentance.
我们讲到悔改。
After I preached about
repentance,
he ran to the front of our room. And for 5 hours, he sat in the front of our very room, crying and weeping in
repentance.
He is not the same kid
anymore.
Who was it now?
And
this apple that he was like Jesus. This is old man. I don't know what you call him. Well, he wanted to read the Bible.
他希望他读圣经,
but we found out that his eyes were so bad that he couldn't read a little bit of the Bible.
结果我们发现他的视力非常的差,
I told my
boss,
come here. You guys, rotate.
你们轮流,
read one chapter, and then the next person come and read another chapter to this old man, reading the Gospel.
每一个人读一章，一直到你们把福音给这个老人读完。
Well, this guy with the hat, his brother.
这个戴着帽子的这个。
He sat down at about.
他的兄弟坐在那。
About 3 o'clock, he sat down with his old man.
他三个小时坐在那里，给这个老人。
No, he sat at 3 o'clock.
啊，三点钟坐在那里。
He did not stop reading until the sun went down.
他一直到落日，他也没有停止，一直在。
5 hours of just reading the Bible with his old man.
五个小时一直向这个老人读圣经。Kid
went from the guy in church that would try to sleep around with every girl, and now reading the Bible for 5 hours in old man, just because he wanted this old man to know how much he's
loved. 就是这样的，过去要跟每一个女孩子睡觉，现在花5个小时向这个老人读圣经，就是希望这个老人他能够认识耶稣。And
all we did was hid him in a room,
就是把他放在一个房间里面。 和其他的人在一起,
who all day, every day, all they want to do is worship.
那这些人他们每天要做的就是要来敬拜神。
And it affected him.
结果影响了他。
Wasn't special classes.
不是什么特别的,
wasn't special discipline.
没有什么特别的教育, 不是什么特别的, 啊,
it was just putting people in a community where everybody is so excited and passionate about Jesus. All they want to talk about.
就是把这些人放到了一群他们非常爱主, 这人里面这些人每天他们要谈论的就是耶稣。
Oh yeah, this guy. This happens a lot. We'll just be walking randomly down the street.
这个经常发生的是我们在街上走的时候。
I was walking in this village.
我在这个村里面走的时候。
In the sand of walking.
这个人也在走。
I just walked up and said, hey, what happened to your arm?
我们碰到了，我问他说你的胳膊怎么了。
He said, oh, I was moving stones and the stone fell on my arm and I heard it.
他说我在搬石头的时候，石头掉下来打到我的胳膊，把胳膊打断了。
I said, does it hurt?
我问他伤了吗？
He said, yes.
他说当然伤了。
He said, I know some of you could be sad.
我对他说，我知道有人能够心里好。
Let me pray for you right now.
我让我现在就给你祷告。
Long story short, we prayed for him.
然后为他祷告。
And he was able to move all this all over this.
然后他的手就可以自由地活动。
From broken to just moving all over this.
从那个断了胳膊，现在呢，他的手可以自由地活动。
He was freaked out, you know.
然后呢，这个人就跑。
2 days later, I saw him again.
2天之后，我又看见他。
He was getting on a bus.
他在一个车上。
Arm was not broken.
他的胳膊是没事的。
I said, where are you going?
我问他。
He said, I'm going to the doctor to get an X-ray to make sure his arm really isn't broken.
他说我要去看医生照X光，确保我的胳膊是好。
I said, okay, when you get your X-ray and you don't see it broken anymore, remember that was Jesus.
我跟他说，照了X光，如果你的胳膊是好好，记得是耶稣医治的人。Never
saw him.
但你没有看到。
But this is normal.
这是经常发生的。
Every day, anytime I'm walking around, I just meet everybody. The first thing I want to talk to them about is Jesus. Not because I have a project where I'm like, I need to convert you. No, because that's what I love.
其实每天就是这样，每天我们遇到很多人，我所谈论的就是耶稣，不是因为呢我在做一个项目，乃是因为呢耶稣是我的一切，我不需要他。
I was in Jacksonville, Florida. This was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
三个礼拜前。
I was there for a wedding.
我去参加一个婚礼。
I was the best man at my friend's wedding.
我是我朋友的伴郎。
I ended up doing everything for this wedding. I even cooked for the wedding.
我为这个婚礼我真的是尽心尽力，我甚至呢帮他们做饭。
So I was awake at like 7 o'clock. Doing stuff for this wedding, did not stop until 10 o'clock in the wedding.
那我是从早上7点钟起来，就啊帮忙做事，一 直到十点钟左右。
And my flight to go back was the next morning at 3 a.m.
那么我回来的飞机呢是早上三点钟。
So me and the other, me and another Gruzin, we went to the airport.
那么我和另外一个啊去机场。
Yeah, another Gruzin.
啊，另外一个就是那个啊。
Anyway,
okay. Okay.
We went to the U.S. airport.
Ah, we went to the airport.
And I was so hungry.
I
had not eaten all day.
Because we didn't eat
so much. And so we went to the airport hotel. We're like, "Do you have food?"
We went to the airport hotel. We're like, "Do you have food?"
He said, "No, we don't have food, but the bar is
open." We didn't eat, but the bar was open.
So my friend was like, "All right, let's just go buy everything and go to sleep."
那我朋友说：“哎，太好了，我们去喝点东西，然后睡觉。”
So we went to the bar.
我们到了吧台。
Got our drinks.
拿到了饮料。
Sat down.
坐下来。
Start talking about Jesus.
我们就开始祷告，就开始谈论耶稣。
That's what we
did. 因为我们就是这样。
We sat there until like 1 a.m.
我们一直在那里坐到一点。
1 a.m. the bartender comes to us.
然后呢，那个店里的人来了。
Goes up to
the bar. 店里的人，对不起。
He said we got to close.
我们要关门了。
We're closing. Can you guys stay on?
那我们要关门了，你们可不可以离开？
Said, yeah, sure.
可以。
And I looked at him
and said, 我看着他。
Did you have a good night there?
晚安了。
Make a lot of tips?
给了很多小费。
He's like, yeah, I had a pretty good night. What about you guys?
我说，我今天晚上很好，你们怎么样？
I said, I had a great day. I just sat here for 2 hours talking to my buddy about Jesus. Do you know Jesus?
我今天晚上非常好，我跟我讲了2个小时的耶稣，你认识耶稣吗？
I'm at a bar.
在这个酒吧
，in Florida，
在佛罗里达
，talking to the bartender，
跟那个跟那个酒吧的店员
，about Jesus，
跟他讲
，the guy looked at me，
那人看着我
，he started crying，
开始哭
，this was like， and I was like， oh， what's going on there？
不晓得吧
，turns out he grew up a Christian，
因为他从小就是基督
徒 ，he's from Jamaica，
他是从牙买加
，his mother is a strong believer。
他母亲的信仰非常坚定。
He just visited Jamaica a couple months ago.
几个月之前，他刚刚去了牙买加。
Went with his mom to church.
跟他妈妈一起到了教会。
And knew that he needed to get reconnected with God.
他知道他需要跟神重新的连接。
But when he got back to Florida, he fell away again.
但是呢，他回到佛罗里达之后呢，他就堕落。
And here I am.
结果我在那里。
At his workplace.
在他工作的场所。
Talking with him.Anyway, that meeting ended up into a 30-minute prayer meeting with
this guy. 后来呢，我最后变成了半个小时跟他的在一起的半小时的祷告会。
He recommitted his life to Jesus.
他再次把他生命交给耶稣。
We connected him with the church, so I gave him the phone. He was like, "I don't want it." We gave him a number to go visit pastor.
我们帮他找到了教会，那个已经是半夜的时间，就把他的电话打了。
My other friend.
另外一个朋友。
He was so shocked by this.
他看到这个非常的震惊。
I was like, why?
为什么要这样子？
It's just normal everyday life. You see walk in front of kids all the time. Why is this weird?
我跟他说，这是我日常的生活，每天我都是讲论耶稣基督，你为什么觉得很奇怪？
The next person you talk to, just ask if you can pray with them.
那么你遇到下一个人，你跟他讲，你是不是可以跟他们一起祷告？
So he flew back to LA.
结果呢，他回到洛杉矶。
And from LA, he got an Uber driver.
在洛杉矶的时候呢，他正好他就碰到他就。一个 Uber 司机
，and he was sitting in the Uber car.
他坐在 Uber 的车里
，and he remembered what I told him.
他想起来我跟他说的话
，so he started talking to Uber driver.
他开始跟那个司机讲话
，next thing you know, the Uber driver has to pull to the side of the road to make a prayer for him.
结果下来的事情呢，就是这个 Uber 司机要把车停在路边，这样他们可以一起祷告。
It wasn't a mission.
这不是一个宣教
，he was on his way home with his luggage.
他带着行李回家
，and he was still able to talk to him.
但是呢，他还是可以跟这个 Uber 的司机讲话，跟他一起讲话。
Came to Kathmandu.
他来到 Kathmandu.
Yeah, the capital city where we live.
到了尼泊尔的首都。
Because he wanted to get a job.
因为他要找一个工作。
And his relative.
他的亲戚呢
is a friend of ours.
是我们的朋友。
And so his relative said, hey,
所以说他朋友跟我们说
I'm going to the prayer room to pray.
跟他说我要去祷告室祷告。
You should come with me.
你应该跟我一起。
And he said, I don't even know what that is, but okay, I'm the first time in Canada, why not? I want to look around.
他说我第一次到加拿大，我不知道这是什么事，我跟你一起去。
So he came.
所以他来了。
Nobody prayed for him.
没有跟他讲话，没有跟他讲话。
He walked into the sanctuary.
他来到了教会。
He said that he started crying.
他就开始哭。
And started shaking.
开始发抖。
And he sat down.
他坐下来。
He said, I don't know what happened, but I never felt so much love.
但是我不知道发生什么事，但是我从来没有感到这么多的爱。
Our pastor went and spoke to him.
我们的牧师跟他讲话。
He gave his life to Jesus.
他把他的生命交给了。
And he told Ed, and he told Ed, and he said, hey, he's like, can you help me a little more?
然后他问我说：“我如何可以知道更多？”
He said, "In 2 weeks you're about."
我们对他说：“两个礼拜之后，我们有个圣经学校。
You have a job.
如果你愿意的话，你上来。
He quit his job.
结果他就辞去了工作。
Joined by us.
参加我们圣经学校。
You baptized him.
我们给他受洗。
You baptized him.
我们给他受洗。
And then after the school.
啊，学那个学期结束之后。
He said, "I want to go to my village."
他说：“我要回到我的村庄。
Tell people about this Jesus.
要告诉那里的人耶稣。
So we went.
我们一起去。
And then we found out.
然后我们发现
，his dad，
他的父亲
，is the head witch doctor，
是一个
witch doctor。
witch
doctor。
巫师。
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 You know they do like a witchcraft.
是一个巫师。
His dad is the main witch doctor in the entire area.
他父亲是在整个。这个地区的巫师，这个主任巫师。
all the sick people, all the people who have demons and stuff, would go to him.
所以那些病人、妇人都会找到他父亲，请他的父亲来医治。
No, I don't. Can you tell us this? Like, one person that'd be pretty angry that you gave your life to Jesus was your dad. Can you bless your village?
我们那个人，你从来没有告诉我们说。有一个人，你信耶稣，有一个人会非常的生气，这个人就是你的父亲，然后你把我们带到这个地方来。
What is all going to jail or something? It's crazy. Anyway, long story short.
Okay, 好好。
We told the dad, you can go on holiday.
我们就对他父亲说，你可以放假。
The sick people were coming. Sick people were coming to the house to get better.
病人。
Yeah, because he was the witch doctor. So all the sick people were coming to his house.
OK， 他说你可以放假了，所以那些啊有病到你这里来的人
，Don't worry about it，
不用，你们不用担心了，我们负责
，We'll take care，
我负责，我们负责他们，所有病
，All people with demons coming， don't worry， we'll take care， 你过来。
他说呢，所以那些病有负责来了，你放心，你去放，你放假，你去度假，然后我们来照顾。
So all these people needing this people will come to this witch doctor's house. We pray for them to get better.
那这些呢，有病的会被鬼附的。到他父亲这里来，我们把他们治好。
And the witch doctor guy was like, "Oh, this is much more effective than what I
had." 然后他就跟他说：“这些人比我更厉害。
”Man, I gotta follow your God instead of mine.
你说我要跟从你的神，而不是我的神。
Oh, you go next one. This is a friend of sick people in the house.
这些现在是有病的人。
They got healed. You go next one.
他们得了医治。
See that old guy in the middle?
他那中间那个老人。
That's the witch doctor.
他就是巫师。
This is him giving his life to Jesus.
就是他现在把他的生命交给他。
He took all his idols and all his witchcraft and he burned them.
他把他所有的偶像全部烧掉。
And now he follows Jesus.
现在他成为耶稣的跟随者。
His wife and his eldest son.
他的妻子和他的大儿子。
They just moved into the city.
他们刚刚搬到城里。
They moved about 10 minutes away from our house.
离我们家只有十分钟远。
The reason?
为什么呢？
It's because they're planning on going to our next school.
因为呢，他们要参加我们下一期的学校。
Because their plan,
因为他们计划
is that after they graduate, they're going back to this witch doctor's house and they're planting a church there.
他们的计划就是呢，在学校毕业之后，回到村里，在这里面呢，来开始教会。
And that all happened.
之所以发生这件事
，because that boy,
因为那个男孩
walked into a room,
来到了一个房间
filled with a bunch of people.
有一个房间里充满了一些人。
Oh Jesus, so much.
这些房间里面聚集了一个那些爱主的人。
That Jesus presence fills that room.
耶稣的同在充满了那个房间。
He's always.
他一直都在那。
Hebrews 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二节。
Says, therefore, let us be grateful. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship, reverence, and awe. For our God is an all-consuming fire.
So, 我们既有了这么正面的国际上感恩教学所喜悦的并虔诚敬畏的心是更深，因为我们的神乃是命乃是命。
Have you ever received a kingdom that cannot be shaken?
你是否已经得到了这么正面
的？ In your heart, the Holy Spirit and God is alive and lives.
在你的心里面，神的灵是活在的。
You have a powerful gospel that saved you.
那个大有能力的福音，它拯救了你。
Most of us were raising up acceptable worship, raising up worship to Jesus. We do that.
那么我们很多的人都在这个敬拜的这个环境里面长大。
But look, it doesn't say that God is a little fire.
这里面没有说神是一点点小火。
But God is an all-consuming fire.
这里面讲神乃是烈火。
See, too often we are happy with just getting one.
我们常常不能，我们常常满足不了的。
We go to church.
我们大家会。
I did my stuff for Jesus. I'm warm. I did a little bit for Jesus. I'm warm.
我为耶稣做了一点点的事情，现在我有一点点啊，我现在有一点点热。
Okay, with that fire, it's okay.
那有一点点，有一点点热度，我就感觉自我感觉很好。
That's not how God is.
但神不是这样。
He's looking for people who are willing to be fully, 100% completely consumed.
神所需要的是被这个火100%完全所得着。
Burned up.
完全这个火燃烧到他心里。
Spent, wasted on Jesus.
啊，所有的一生都花在耶稣的身上。
And when a bunch of people start doing that,
当我们开始这样子。
When a bunch of people start getting excited so that every minute of every single day is filled with people who are excited about Jesus.
当有一批这样的人，他们真的是因着耶稣基督，让他们这样能够完全兴奋，他们完全把自己交给耶稣。
And evangelism is not a project anymore.
那么传福音就不再是一个项目，
It's normal everyday conversation.
而是我们每天日常生活里的常
态。Amen. Amen. Forever is just almost a half. One day, Earth is looking for a friend with all our deep, very deep places. Please grab one and pray for it.
也就是在这个照片上，就是我们那些孩子的面孔，请大家让人马上记得为他们祷告，为我们的孩子。
Five, put all of your houses in prayer.
Share with
us. That's all we ask. We don't need anything. We don't need your money. We don't need anything. We just need your prayer. I don't want your money. Don't give you money. If you feel like I want to give you this money, then great. Don't give us your money if you don't feel like I'm going to tell you. Please pray for us.
不用给我钱，除非让你觉得神叫我奉献，不然的话呢，不要奉献。那么我们只是对。向大家所祈求的就是为我孩子的好。我更期待你们，我更祈愿你们好好的祷告，并且在这个地区的周围来传福音。